Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 26th of February. Starting off with Cambria, Africa, where it looks as though this week's seen a proper breakout for the shares. Obviously, a rather illiquid market, but above the 0.32 area, which is the broken May-June resistance line from last year. We're looking for further upside or ongoing upside. The top of the rising trend channel that I've drawn from July 2019 is promising as a target as high as 0.67 pence, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month, especially while we hold or we break above the initial February resistance at the 0.45 level. So 0.45 on a weekly close today should be enough to give us the 0.67 for the end of next month, which is not too long to go now. Next up, a stock which has got David Beckham's backing at the moment, investment genius that he is. We see that Cellular Goods has had a great morning so far. I was slightly disappointed that it didn't offer a 10-bagger situation, but who knows? The day is not over yet. Current situation on the daily, on the intraday chart rather, is that we've got a rising trend channel from the open. What's interesting here, I suppose, is the resistance line projection. They're heading towards 36 pence. That's quite a clear resistance line there with those two peaks that we had earlier in the session. On the support front, I suppose 21.22 looks to be the support area. But if you're looking for further upside, you'd really be waiting for a break of that intraday line, currently around 24 pence. So 24-25 pence really needs to be broken to give us that 35 pence plus target in coming days. What we don't really want to see is a sub 20 pence again. So let's see how the shares manage to pan out. Stock which has been requested and still has its cynics, Eurasia Mining. Here we've got a situation where the stock has been consolidating, but a double bounce really on the 200-day moving average once at the end of last month, and then over the last week we've broken that line of resistance from December. That was running at 24 pence, and probably all we're waiting for now in terms of the upside argument is an end-of-day close through the 50-day moving average at 28 pence. If we can get that over the next few days, then the upside here could be as high as 50 pence at the top of last year's rising trend channel, which I'm just going to draw to draw a little bit better than that. So 50 pence there over on a 1 to 2 month time frame if we break the 50-day moving average. The moment only back below 22 pence, really slowing the upside scenario. Obviously, we've got BlackRock in there buying the shares, and we've got UBS advising on a potential sale. So pretty blue chip names for the bears to try and throw stones at the moment. Stock which I just gave a quick look at too yesterday, Fragrant Prosperity. Liked it off the back of the gaps to the upside that we had at the end of last month, and then the unfilled gap that we've had so far this month. So it's a gap really from 4.5 to 5 pence. And while that gap remains unfilled, which is what you tend to see in multi-bagger situations, we're looking for at least the top of the rising trend channel from the end of last month up towards 12 pence by the end of March, while we hold above 4.5 pence. Stock which looks well poised at the moment, at least near its support area, is Microsaic. Here we've got the shares near this support line, which has been in place on the daily chart, I suppose, since the early part of last year, so running towards 0.17 above that level, and we bounced off that sort of area this week, looking for at least the 0.3 area to be delivered again. Above 0.3, though, on a weekly close basis, and breaking that resistance line from October, we could see the top of a broadening triangle from last summer as high as 0.8 or 0.9 pence on a 2 to 3 month time frame after any break of 0.3. So that looks quite a decent setup there if we can get through the 0.3 level for Microsaic. Onto a stock which I know that a lot of people are obsessing over at the moment, Omega Diagnostics. And here we've got the shares trading in the aftermath of that cross between the 50-day and 200-day moving averages, the golden cross. So we should have had a bit more upside than we have had. What we're really looking for here or waiting on is an end-of-day close or a break of the £1 level, which didn't quite manage to get over the last couple of weeks, but maybe we'll get that soon. Upside scenario certainly in place while we hold above 75 pence, which is mid-February support on an end-of-day close basis. So really between 75 and a pound at the moment on Omega. It's difficult to rush it along, apart from saying that we have had a golden cross, so that could provide a decent upside momentum for the shares. The ultimate target here, if you're a fan of the shares, is up to £1.60, which is the top of that rising trend channel from May. Going on to a stock which is finally starting to move ahead nicely, Predator Oil and Gas. Here we're waiting on an end-of-day close above the initial February resistance at 8.6 pence. We can get that on a weekly close basis, then we're looking towards 14 pence by the end of next month, in obviously a stock which hopefully is benefiting from the recent rise in oil prices. Good-looking price action for Pires today. Obviously, it's been a recent outperformer, but looks like it's getting its act together now with a decent candle today. Key reversal to the upside, so breaking yesterday's low and then breaking its high. And also currently opening at the low and closing at the high. Marubuzo candle, which is one of the strongest candles you can get. We had that kind of activity in January, so maybe we'll have a some follow-through for the shares. But basically a break of the resistance line there from January around 16 pence should be enough to take the shares up to 25 pence, which has been the target promised the last time I looked at the stock a few days ago. Onto a stock which or a company which says it delivers aggressive investor relations. It seems to be working for Pineapple Power at the moment. The shares near a line of resistance from last month. That's running at around 10 pence. So an end of day or end of week close above 10 pence could take Pineapple on towards the next leg higher, which is up to 17 pence at the top of a rising trend channel from December. At this stage, everybody back below 8 pence in the floor of the channel, delaying the upside scenario. It does look as though the shares are on for a move into the upper teens quite soon. Stock which maybe didn't please everyone in terms of its price action and events of late has been Path Investments. What's interesting at the moment is we've got a bit of base building here, and what we'd like to see is an end of day close above the high of start of the week, which was 0.51 pence. End of day close, a weekly close above that could be enough to take the shares back up towards the 50-day moving average area and recent resistance, pre-placing resistance at 0.75. So let's see how that goes. Just a couple of stocks to go now. First one is Quadrise Fuels. Here we have a situation where the shares bounced off the 200-day moving average at 2.25 pence. They've now broken back above the 50-day line at 2.75. And the longer we stay above the 50-day line, the greater the chance of a move up towards a line of resistance from early last year, currently pointing at 5.5 pence. And that's a worthy target for the end of March and perhaps going into April. Finishing on with Tiziana, which has been slightly disappointing in terms of the price action here, not in terms of the fundamentals, but at least in terms of the technicals. But it does look as though the shares are at the bottom of a rising trend channel from March last year, floor of the channel running around the 95 pence level. And while we're above that on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards at least the 200-day moving average at £1.31. If you're cautious on the shares, you'd wait for an end-of-day close above today's intraday high at £1.15 before targeting a fresh rally, and hopefully one which will take the shares beyond £1.30 over the course of March. That's it for me today. More updates over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.